first time in the 2024 season, the Wenatchee Apple Sox end an evening without a victory as they fall to the Port Angeles Lefties by an 8-4 score on Wednesday night. Wenatchee falling in this one, despite a couple of moments taking the lead and looking like, okay, here we go. The bats are off and running, and the big hits just have evaded the Apple Sox for the first two games of this series. And as a result, they'll be playing for a rubber match with Port Angeles on Thursday night at 6:35 p.m. Going through the scoring of this one, things got off to a quiet start through the first 2.5 innings. Quincy Vassar was off and running early on, strikeouts in the first and second. He stranded runners in each of those frames, and we went into the third scoreless in this game. Vassar kicks and comes home. Swing and a miss for strike three. Garza Nunez chases that off-speed pitch down low, and he is retired for out number two here in the first inning. Set at the belt, another deep breath, kicks and comes home. A pitch swung on a miss for strike three. So the two-out walk stranded as Quincy Vassar picks up his second punch out of the ball game. Port Angeles would get the game's first run with a tally in the bottom of the third, one run on two hits, a two-out RBI double by Colin Spear. But the Apple Sox had an immediate answer as they struck for three runs on the top of the fourth inning. Each of the first four hitters would reach base. Luca Boscarino drew a walk. Antonio Gianni singled, as did Elijah Pelayo on a bunt single, third base side. And then Fred Buxton drove in a pair of runs with an extra base hit to put the Apple Sox in the lead. Acker comes home. This pitch is swung on and clubbed down toward right center field. This one's going to find the gap. Fred Buxton's going to plate one, maybe a couple more. Gianni scores. Pelayo will be held up at third, and it's a two RBI double for Fred Buxton as Wenatchee takes the lead with a two-run top of the fourth inning. There's still nobody out as each of the first four hitters of the inning have reached base. Two batters later, Joe Scheffler picked up another base hit, his second in as many innings, an RBI single to add to the lead, and made it a 3-1 ball game. Fall. The pitch swung on and dumped out to right field, playing in but unable to still make the grab is Arriaga. Both runners move up 90 feet. It's an RBI single for Joe Scheffler. Max Hartman hit into a double play to end the threat, but Wenatchee took the lead 3-1 and would not hold it beyond the fourth inning. Two runs scored for the lefties in the bottom of the frame. Spencer Dickinson led off with a leadoff single. Jack Clavano reached on a fielder's choice, as did Zach Blair and Yahir Ramirez via walks. Jeremy Giesing grounded a ball up the middle that looked like it could potentially be an inning-ending double play. Instead, it squirted through. An error by Fred Buxton allowed for two runs to score, and the game was tied. So that made it a 3-3 contest, but the Apple Sox would limit the damage in that inning. A terrific double play turn on a hard comebacker back to the mound. Quincy Vassar was able to kickstart a double play to retire the side. First pitch swing and comebacker hits off of Vassar, settles himself, fires it a second. Now the throw home in time. Buxton redeems himself. A ball hit hard right back to the mound. Vassar stabs it, gets the out at second, and then the relay comes home to retire Ramirez. In the fifth inning, neither team able to score. Both threatened a little bit, and Vassar had his first 1-2-3 inning in the bottom half. And then the Sox went to work in the top of the sixth inning. They loaded up the bases with two outs, as in fact three consecutive hitters reached with two outs. Joe Scheffler with his third hit of the night, Max Hartman with a single, and then Aiden Doherty was hit by a pitch to give Wenatchee the lead. This one up and in, a kind of a hit by pitch to give Wenatchee the lead. Jack Joyce allows his third consecutive hitter of the inning to reach base with two outs. And it's a bases loaded hit by pitch as Aiden Doherty picks up a painful RBI, but gives the Apple Sox the lead once again. That would be the Apple Sox last lead of the night, though, as they coughed up five runs in the bottom half of the inning. It began auspiciously with, I guess I should say deceptively, with a quick first down on a pop out to center. But then Jack Clavano singled. Zach Blair was hit by a pitch. Yael Ramirez doubled in a run before Quincy Vassar was removed. Jackson Campbell came in, got an important first out, but it was a deep fly ball to right field that was caught, but worked as a sacrifice fly to drive in the eventual game-winning run. Jackson Campbell lost the strike zone after that. Back-to-back walks, then a two RBI single and another walk before he was removed. Braden Boyd came in and gave up an RBI single for what would be the final run of the night. The Wenatchee Apple Sox are back in action and ready to feel your support. Come see the brightest young stars the game has to offer. Who knows, you could be watching a future pro. Come catch all of the action as the Apple Sox return to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium after a six-game road trip. Wenatchee takes on the Bellingham Bells June 11th through 13th with all games starting at 6:35 p.m. Wenatchee Apple Sox Baseball. Celebrating summer, one inning at a time. Apple Sox against the lefties in the second game of this three-game set here on the road swing up north of Washington, then heading to Canada later this week. I'm Joel Norman, joined by Apple Sox relief pitcher Carson Bozal. And Carson, you got your first win of the summer last night. Had to feel pretty good to get that one because you came into this game. At the time, it was almost, I'd say, a low-pressure situation. You guys are down by four, and it was going down by a couple, but you just kind of had to keep it right where it was. Is that an easier situation to pitch in sometimes, knowing that, not that there's room for mistake, but it's more of you don't have to be as tight?
Sometimes, but coach told me I got to keep it where it's at, so there was a lot of pressure on me to keep where it's at and let our guys go out there and score, and we ended up doing that.
Talk to me about that seventh inning. You come in, you know, you get the side retired there, and the eighth inning, you also kind of just take care of business. It's what it felt like. Those were two pretty comfortable innings for you.
Yeah, I just went out there and trusted my defense behind me, just threw strikes and let them hit it. And we had guys make plays, big double play to end the inning between Eli and Fred. Just good to see the defense working out there.
You started the ninth inning. Now, obviously, you came out after the one hitter, but what did that mean to get that vote of confidence from the coaching staff to go out there for potentially a third inning of work?
Oh, a lot. Hope next time I can shut her down, but it was good to see that the coach had confidence in me and one unfortunate batter, but Steve came in and shut it down for us, so nothing else you can do there.
Two outings for you already this summer. What's a couple things you've learned from facing West Coast League hitters compared to what you've seen in the NWAC at Spokane Falls?
Not a whole lot. Wood bats, so you just got to challenge them. Ball won't leave the yard too often. We got good defenders out here, good outfield, so just challenge them with strikes and don't give them any free bags.
Were you glad that last night when you came in, the wind had kind of died down? Because it was very breezy for, the first four and a half innings?
Yeah, for sure. After seeing the BP, they let a few get out of the yard, but wind did die down. It's definitely a pitcher's dream when there's no wind out there, but yeah. Good to see.
Naturally, as we say that, it's starting to get windy right here, right now. Yeah. Chatting with Carson Bozal after he got the win last night. Now, Carson, you're a local product, graduating from Okanagan High School. What does this mean, pitching for the Apple Sox? Did you have any family on hand this weekend when you pitched at home?
I did not, actually.
Shame on them.
Yeah, they came to the game before, but gotcha. Yeah, it's all right. Being out of the pen, you never know when you're going to pitch, so it's hard for the family to make it out every game, but it means a lot pitching for the local Apple Sox and been looking up to him ever since I was a little kid, so it means a lot.
I know you're friends with Quincy as well, both you guys being local products. How cool was that to have someone else you knew on the team from another school who was already with the Apple Sox?
Means a lot. He's taken me under his wing, shown me all the ins and outs of this Apple Sox organization, and hope I can learn more going on.
You talked about being a reliever in the summer. What's that like in an everyday schedule like the West Coast League? You know, okay, I went yesterday, so I'm probably not going today. Day or two from now, I could be hot again. What's that like staying ready with the everyday schedule?
It's definitely a lot. You got to make sure your body's in shape and staying in the gym, stretching out every day. You got to make sure you're feeling loose and good every day. You don't want to push it, though. So it's tough on your body, though.
Yeah. What's a recovery day look like for you?
A lot of sprints, a lot of stretching, light toss. Just make sure you're feeling out of your lat and trying to just get loose so you're good for the next day.
Absolutely. Well, Carson, thank you for the time. Congrats on the win last night.
Thank you.
Have you got an extra bed in your house? Consider becoming a host parent for the Wenatchee Apple Sox. Premier Summer Collegiate Baseball returns to Paul Thomas Senior Stadium on May 31st, and Apple Sox players need homes to stay in during the summer. Local families in the Wenatchee Valley and surrounding communities have housed players for the last 23 seasons and formed lifelong bonds with our players. To learn more, please email info@applesox.com or call 665-6900. So the Apple Sox fall 8-4, dropping the second game of this three-game set with the lefties. And it sets up a rubber match on Thursday night between the two teams. They face each other again at 6:35 p.m.